Justice Minister Delroy Chuck is proposing the use of plea bargaining to assist with clearing up the backlog of cases in the judicial system. Minister Chuck says plea bargaining between prosecutors and accused parties can be used to facilitate prompt trials, thereby saving valuable time and resources. Minister Chuck recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss this proposal, as well as other backlog reduction strategies being employed by the ministry.
Right now, in our plea bargaining system, the defense counsel is not represented.
The defense counsel is not represented at all.
And you are proposing?
I'm proposing that he engages with the prosecutor, with the judge, in a sentence to be imposed. The legislation needs to be changed. At the moment, there is on the book what is known as plea bargain legislation, but it only allows where the accused gives information to the prosecutor to be able to convict other persons or in some other way. That's too restrictive. I would like to
see a broader
situation where in any case, in the parish courts, in the Supreme Court, a case is there. You know that there's going to be a period of a pre-bargain judge to listen to the case if the party is willing to plead guilty, with the understanding that his defense counsel can say, if I get less than 5 years, I'm willing to plead guilty. If I get a non-custodial sentence for minor offenses, I'm willing to plead guilty. Even for minor offenses, just like in ganja convictions now, we may even offer the carrot that the conviction will not be recorded if it is a minor offense. But always in this plea bargaining process, it will be on the jurisdiction of the judge, and the judge must have the final say. In other words, the plea bargaining judge, the prosecutor and the defense counsel might say, I think, judge, that this is one in which a non-custodial sentence could be given. But the judge might well say, no, this is one which I have to impose a prison sentence. Mm-hmm. At which point, the defense counsel will say, well, I'm not pleading guilty. My accused will not plead guilty. We'll go to trial. But if, in fact, the judge accepts it, then it could be entered right away and the case is settled. No. It's important in my view.
Point, Minister. Now, that seems an excellent way to cut down on the number of cases. Mm-hmm. But doesn't it represent a kind of softening? Would this be an incentive to people to just do wrong, thinking that they can get off easily?
Not at all. Yeah. First of all, we will put in place very shortly, in fact, it's already there, but it's to be publicly acknowledged, sentencing guidelines. Mm-hmm. So you will have sentencing guidelines, and certainly a guilty plea may well be at the lower end of a sentence. What is more, I would also propose that victims or the families of victims should have a say, so that the prosecutor should really consult with the investigating officer and maybe with the victims to say the accused would like to plead guilty. What would be your position on this? And get some understanding, a sentiment. Indeed, we have just presented, and it was just passed in Parliament, restorative justice bill. Now, with restorative justice, it's a situation in which the offender is willing to say, yes, I'm guilty. The victim will say, I'm willing to forgive the offender. And based on that, some understanding can be reached between the victim and the offender at pre-trial case, at trial stage, so that even at trial stage, if the victim is willing to forgive and really say, I understand and I'm willing to make up with the offender, because most crimes, are domestic.
Yes.
The offender is known to the victim and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So to the extent that one is willing to admit his guilt and wrong in the engagement, and the victim is willing to forgive, then you can see immediately that the judge is put in a position to impose a sentence which will not only extend mercy, but will in fact be the due justice in the case, especially if the victim is taken into consideration. So I'm not putting this plea bargaining and this restorative justice as something that will be soft or will not send the right signal. In all of these situations, it's a case where you will consider the feelings of the victims and the public interest, because the public interest will always have to be taken into consideration.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.